Good afternoon, everyone. There is lots of common things about Brazil in here today, but I'm from Brazil, but today I'll present some results from Canada, from Manitoba in Canada, where we are trying to address the 4R phosphorus management for soybeans, and we are looking at different rates and placements, and I'll present some results in here today. So just a little bit of background. Lately, soybeans had a huge increase in acres in Manitoba. So this year, we had about 1.3 million acres seeded with soybeans, what means 30% higher than last year and about 60% higher compared to 2012. And with this huge increase in soybeans acres, some areas that produce soybeans in Manitoba are showing low levels of phosphorus. And this is attributed because soybeans remove lots of phosphorus, and sometimes we don't apply enough to supply that, to replace that. And soybeans is replacing crops such as cereals that use very low amounts of phosphorus, and that's another reason because why we are mining phosphorus in our soils. And also those crops, they are very high yielding, so every year we have more and more bushels per acre. That's why we also export lots of phosphorus. Another issue is the equipment that we have. We use a very low seed bed utilization planters or seeders, and these have very low disturbance. So when we apply the fertilizers in place, there is a very severe stem reduction for some crops, such as soybeans and canola. And because of that, our current guidelines recommend a maximum of 10 pounds per acre when we apply this fertilizer in a seed row, in a row spacing smaller than 15 inches. So, and because this huge increase in areas, we have lots of new soybeans growers, and they have lots of questions about phosphorus placement and phosphorus rates. So we had this study here to give some answers for them. So our objective is to assess the risk of reduced stand and yield from seed place. So we want to see if when we apply the fertilizer with the seeds, we have a reduced stand and also we reduce yield because of that. And also to see if as we to access the dry matter and seed yield response to fertilizer placements and rates. So we want to see if, as we increase the rates of fertilizer, phosphorus fertilizer, we also increase yield and dry matter. So our materials and methods. So here it's Manitoba, it's in the north of North Dakota and Minnesota. And in 2013 we had 8 sites across Manitoba, and this year we had 10 sites spread across the province. So is it possible to grow soybeans in those in the north and here? Because nowadays we have varieties that require very short season and very low amount of heat units. So with this range of sites, we have a big range of seeding equipment and also a big range of soil texture and soil levels of phosphorus. So with our seeding equipment, we range from 7 to 12 inches, and we are going to see that this is very important because when we go to a wider row spacing, we have more fertilizer toxicity. And our seed openers, it's the knife type or disc, but both of them with very low seed bed utilization. And we also have this big range in soil texture, so we have clay soils, we have sand soils, and we have loamy soils. We have soils with very low phosphorus, such as 3 ppm OCNP, and we have soils with very high soil phosphorus level. So if you have to see any response to phosphorus fertilizer, we have all this range here we should see in here. So we used monoammonium phosphate, and this monoammonium phosphate was applied in 3 different rates, 20, 40, and 80 pounds per acre of 205. And we applied this in combination with 3 different placements: seed row, side banded, and broadcast. So seed row is the fertilizer with the seeds, side bend is the fertilizer below the seeds and beside the seeds, or we apply this fertilizer broadcast that we just broadcast by hand on the plot, and we incorporate this on with the seeding equipment. So we grew the 2410 ROI, and we had the target of 210,000 plants per acre. In 2013, the trials were seeded between May 22nd and June 3rd. And this year, because we had a very wet spring, those sites were seeded a little bit late. So the last one was on June 9th. So treatments were replicated 3 or 4 times according with the capacity of our collaborators. Depends on how much room they had. So plant stand was accessed with 2, 3, and 4 weeks after plant in order to see if there is the low and slow effect of the fertilizer with the seed place. So if there is less plant immersion and it takes a little bit longer for that. We also checked the biomass in R3 in order to see the phosphorus uptake and dry matter per plot. And all this data was analyzed in the size proc mix. So I'll do a big summary of those results that we had over those 2 years. So when we talk about the fertilizer placed in seed place, we don't see stunting reduction with agronomic rates at like 10, 20 and 40 pounds per acre. But in some cases we see with 80 pounds of fertilizer, when we applied 80 pounds of fertilizer seed place, we saw some stunt reduction, and in a few cases this resulted in yield loss. And also, as we increase the rates of phosphorus, there is no increase in yield for all those sites that we had. So there is no response when we compare to the control where we didn't apply any phosphorus. So let's move to some graphs and I can show you some results. So on the left side here, we have the plant population in 1,000 plants per acre. On the right side here, we have the yield in bushels per acre. On the bottom here, we have the check treatment, no P. We have those rates of phosphorus, 20, 40, and 80 pounds, and those placements, side bend, broadcast, and seed placed. And here, the red line means the yield, and the blue line, the blue bars means the stun. So when we have the arrows, means that we have significant reduction. So in general here, we can see that there is no response to phosphorus fertilizer. So when we compare the other treatments to the control, and when we put the fertilizer seed placed at 80 pounds per acre, that's very high rate, we got this reduction in stun counts, and this resulted in reduction in yield. But the interesting thing in here is that we have only 3 ppm OCMP. This means 12 pounds of 205 per acre. And in this case here, we removed almost 50 pounds per acre. So from where this phosphorus is coming from, where the soybeans is taking this phosphorus. But for the other sites, we can see that there is no response for the phosphorus fertilizer, and also there is no decrease in plant population. So another site for 2013. So here is Carberia, very high P. It's a clay soil, and we have this reduction in the stand with 80 pounds seed place that also reduce the yield in this case. But overall, the stand here was very low for all those plots, and because of the soybean compensatory growth, we could get very good yields, about 50 bushels per acre. So in those 3 sites here, we don't have the side bend treatment because we were not able to put with the equipment that we had. So for the 2014 trials, we don't see any response as well to phosphorus fertilizer, and in some cases we see some reduction for the stunt counts. So here in Melita, where we had the stunt reduction last year, and we also had the seed reduction last year, this year we couldn't see nothing because it was a very wet year, and during the plant emergence there was lots of rain, so problem the salt content of the fertilizer was diluted in the soil. And for the other sites as well, we don't have any increase in yield per acre, And here in Carberry, we got some stand reduction, but we didn't have any reduction in yield. And this is because, again, the compensatory growth of the soybeans, that we can have less plants per acre, then they will produce more brands and more pods, and will compensate the yield. So again, some results for 2014. In this case here, we got another reduction in stand without the reduction in yield. And this, in this case here, in the case before, it's the 12-inch row spacing. So as we go wider in the row space, we increase the concentration of the fertilizer with the seeds, and we cause this toxicity. And here, the last two trials for 2014, again, no stand reduction and no yield response to increase in phosphorus rates, and no response to the placements. So, in conclusion, the probability of reduced the stand from typical agronomic rates of seed-placed phosphorus is small, and the risk of reduced seed yields is even smaller. So we had 18 sites over those 2 years, and in only 4 of those sites we had this stand reduction because of the 80 pounds of fertilizer seed placed. And in only of those from those 4 cases, only 2 was showed us some reduction in yield. And pre-fertilization, regardless of soil test P, phosphorus rate, and phosphorus placement, did not increase seed yield for soybeans. We didn't have any response, any significant response over those 18 sites over those 2 years as we increased the phosphorus rate in our treatment. So as the study goes into the third year, we look forward to learn about more about the phosphorus management for soybeans in Manitoba, and we would like to see from where the soybeans is taking up this phosphorus, and this will be the next step of our research. So some acknowledgments. I would like to thank the Manitoba Post Growers Association, the Western Grains Research Foundation, the Agri and Agvice Laboratories that gave us some funding during the start of this work, and our cooperators where we have the research station and we have our trials. And I would like to say a special thanks to the Manitoba Soil Fertility Specialist, John Hurt, that is in here today, and he is receiving an award. So he donated his honorarium to me and what make it possible for me to be in here today giving this presentation. So thanks everybody for coming. If you have any questions, it will be good for me and I will answer them.
Any questions? I have one. What is the the Olson soil test value that you use to begin recommending phosphorus?
Well, it would be the medium levels. We'd start with 10. Yep. 10 ppm Olson P.
What part per million?
10.
10?
Yeah, okay. 10 parts per million.
So most of your sites would have been considered to have been responsive.
Yeah, most of them. We have lots with very low and low level. So if we had then response, we should be able to see in here, because also we have clay soil and sand soils. As we go to medium or coarse soils, it's more likely to have this toxicity. So if we had any response, we would be able to see. But we still have another year of research. We are going to have those trials next year, and we can see if there is any response to that.
Well, don't be discouraged. In Arkansas, we have a very difficult time finding soybean positive yield responses to P on low testing soils. So
yeah,
it's not uncommon.
Yeah, now we need to look in the rotation to see where we can apply this phosphorus just to replace what has been removed.
Any more questions? All right. If not, thank you very much.
Thank you.